For Magazine.
I'm Abigail Beckman with KRCC News. All of the schools in Pueblo's District 60 will be closed today because of a strike by teachers and other staff. According to the Pueblo Chieftain, they're striking because of the district's decision not to give cost of living adjustments and other benefits. Teachers and paraprofessionals also say that they feel underappreciated and undervalued by the district and want more voice in the budgeting process. In a release from the district, officials say they are disappointed about the situation and hope to resume normal school operations as soon as possible. Four top people at the Denver Post have resigned recently over censorship concerns and deep budget and staff cuts by the New York-based hedge fund owner Alden Global Capital. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The new staff now numbers about 60 after the latest round of cuts. It's a reduction of about a third. The editorial page editor resigned on Thursday after he wasn't allowed to publish an editorial critical of the owner. Last month, he begged Alden Capital to sell the newspaper in a blistering editorial that made national headlines. Now the Denver Post's former owner and two of the newspaper's top editors are gone. One helped oversee the Pulitzer Prize-winning reporting from the Aurora Theater shooting. Staff was told the parent company is profitable, but not meeting the hedge fund's financial targets. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.